98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. We found out last week that two Wisconsin children, including one here in northeastern Wisconsin, have died from preventable respiratory illnesses. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The State Department of Health Services says over the last few weeks, one child has died of COVID-19 in western Wisconsin, and another has died of the flu in the northeastern part of the state. Tom Haupt is a respiratory disease epidemiologist from the State Health Department.
Nobody wants to lose a child, let alone have a child die during the holiday season. We got to feel so sorry for the families. You know, we certainly offer our sympathy to all the families and friends of these two children that died. But unfortunately, these things do happen. The best way to prevent it is to get the vaccination.
It's hard for scientists to determine how severe of a cold, flu, RSV, COVID season we'll have.
There is that particularly mutant strain that's going around H3 virus influenza that maybe does not give as much protection, which means a lot of people are thinking it's going to be a more severe season. Based on what we've seen in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, New Zealand, they have had severe years, but also very prolonged years.
Across Wisconsin, only 28% of eligible people have gotten the flu shot, and only 10.6% have gotten an updated COVID-19 vaccine.
To be honest with you, it's kind of disappointing. There aren't the numbers that have come in.
So many people are about to be traveling and gathering for the holidays. It's the perfect opportunity for viruses to spread. Health experts say it's never too late to get vaccinated. You can start by checking with your doctor's office, your pharmacy, and your local health department. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
So far, this winter has been colder than in recent winters, and power companies say that will translate to higher energy bills for consumers. The Wisconsin Public Service published its winter heating bill outlook last week. It said typical heating bills will be about $13 higher per month than last winter. In addition to the colder weather, the WPS cites higher natural gas costs as a cause for the increase. After the untimely death of Waupaca County Circuit Court Judge Raymond Huber earlier this month, Governor Tony Evers is now seeking applicants to serve as judge in Branch 3. The newly appointed judge will complete the term ending July 31, 2027. The application is available on Governor Evers' website on the Apply to Serve page. The application deadline is 5 p.m. Monday, January 5th, 2026. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Derek Van Orden have introduced bipartisan legislation seeking to support organic food producers. According to a press release, the Domestic Organic Investment Act would make the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Organic Market Development Grant Program permanent. The grant program aims to solve supply chain gaps for organic producers, giving them the additional tools they need to meet increasing demand for their products. The Organic Market Development Grant Program seeks to increase the capacity of the domestic organic product supply chain, help producers modernize their operations to make them more efficient, and establish better markets for organic products. It also covers feasibility studies addressing barriers to entry for historically underserved entities and supports promotional activities aimed at expanding the organic product market. The lawmakers say the market for certified organic sales grew to over $71 billion in 2024, but domestic organic acreage is not keeping pace with that demand. Speaking of Senator Baldwin, she's reacted after the Trump administration announced plans to introduce a new frigate class of warship for the U.S. Navy, just weeks after it announced plans to cut back on production of the Constellation class of frigates. Baldwin, who was a strong advocate for the Constellation class frigates being built in Marinette, Green Bay, and Sturgeon Bay, said Friday, quote, "I call on the Navy to uphold its promise to Wisconsin shipyards, communities, and workers, and ensure that some of these ships are built here in Wisconsin." 23-year-old Owen Halls, a former Neenah police officer, was sentenced Friday to the minimum sentence of 3 years in prison after pleading no contest to one count of possession of child pornography. The Post-Crescent reports that Outagamie County Circuit Court Judge Mark McGinnis handed down the verdict, quote, with no satisfaction, end quote, expressing displeasure with the legislature's set minimum sentence. Halls also faces 5 years extended supervision when released. Halls was still in his probationary period with the Neenah PD when he was arrested in March. He has since been fired. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Romeo Doubs on the onside kick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Chicago Bears able to recover an onside kick Saturday night that helped them beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime. Green Bay's Romeo Doubs admits it was his mistake.
I just misjudged it. Credit to them. It was a great kick by him. You know, just on my end, I got to be better on securing the ball. It is what it is, man.
Doubs suffered a wrist injury on the play. Jordan Love with a concussion. Malik Willis, a shoulder injury. Matt LaFleur asked, who's the team's emergency backup at quarterback?
Josh Jacobs is one, and then Jaden Reed is the other.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 103-100 to the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Doc Rivers.
I tell you, we're a great shooting team and we couldn't make a shot tonight. At 14 for 45 from the three, 40 of them were wide open. We'll take those all night. I loved how we played. I just didn't like that we missed shots.
Badgers basketball tonight. They host Central Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then it'll be mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 33 this afternoon with wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, our low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.